The liberal globalist order is on its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks. Texas Democrats thought they can run and hide, but instead they're getting a brutal awakening for all to see. This is a Texas-sized showdown in real time. 51 Texas Democrats literally flee their own state like fugitives, abandoning their sworn duties, their constituents, and their dignity, all to hide in Illinois from a vote they know they're going to overwhelmingly lose. But here's the plot twist nobody saw coming. Governor Greg Abbott just delivered the political equivalent of a knockout punch that has these runaway politicians scrambling for cover, and it is absolutely glorious to see. The imploding meltdown of the Democrat Party continued in dramatic fashion over the weekend. In a desperate attempt at stopping the unstoppable, the approval of a new congressional map that'll consign the Democrats in Texas to just a couple of seats for generations to come, 51 Texas Democrat lawmakers abandoned ship. They ran for their lives, and they fled to the deep blue state of Illinois to deny the Texas legislature the quorum needed to vote on that legislation. Now, the laughable irony in all of this is that Illinois is widely recognized as perhaps the single most ridiculously gerrymandered state in the entire nation. They're infamous for their spaghetti-like congressional maps designed intentionally to guarantee election outcomes always in favor of the Democrat. Only 3 out of 17 congressional seats in Illinois remain in GOP hands. But again, it doesn't matter. Democrat states like California, Illinois, New York, they can redraw their maps all they want. They can call for stacking the Supreme Court. They could call for abolishing the Senate filibuster. They could call for the arresting of their political opponents and the overturning of two centuries of political precedent. But when Texas wants to add 5 new Republican seats to their congressional map, that's the single greatest threat to our democracy ever experienced in the history of humanity. I mean, there's a reason nobody takes the Democrats seriously anymore. And that reason, of course, are the Democrats themselves. Now, the beauty here is that Texas Governor Greg Abbott isn't having any of this childish tantrum. In a statement that said shockwaves through the Democrat Party, Abbott delivered an ultimatum over the weekend that no politician has ever received. Return by 3 p.m. Monday, that is today, or face removal from office and felony charges. Abbott said he would invoke a 2021 opinion written by Attorney General Ken Paxton, allowing him to remove the missing Democrats from membership in the Texas House if they remain in hiding. And if they are removed from that membership, then they are, of course, no longer count for the quorum, such that the Texas legislature can proceed to rewrite their map. In other words, Abbott's saying, look, one way or the other, we're going to get this new map. We're going to do it with you or without you. It's your choice. And then Abbott went further. He threatened felony bribery charges against any Democrat who accepts funds to cover the $500 per day fines they'll face for breaking quorum. And as if that weren't bad enough, Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton didn't pull any punches either. He called for the immediate arrest of these rogue lawmakers and promised to use every tool at our disposal to hunt down those who think they're above the law. You see, under Texas law, the House Sergeants of Arms and the State Department of Safety have the legal authority to locate and retrieve absent members within Texas borders. And Abbott threatened to use his full extradition authority to bring back any potential out-of-state felons. Now, we talked about this in our video over the weekend, about this unfolding drama here. But perhaps the crown jewel of Democratic desperation came from the ultra-repulsive Texas Representative Jasmine Crockett, who had a complete meltdown on Friday when she had to testify in Austin in front of the Texas legislature. On how she discovered that the new redistricting map would boot her out of her own Dallas district. She suddenly realized to her horror, and she openly admitted this, that she'll now most likely lose her seat as a result of this? She essentially confessed that the new map had outmaneuvered her politically. She realized that years of radical progressive rhetoric might actually finally catch up with her at the ballot box if her district wasn't intentionally drawn up to elect Democrats. And so she, like these 51 Democrats, did what Democrats do best. She threw a tantrum. She threw an absolute, she engaged in the same old, tired, performative outrage that Democrats always defer to, but voters are increasingly turning their backs on. Now, if you remember, this is actually not the first time Texas Democrats have engaged in pathetic, performative antics like this. Do you remember back in 2021 when 52 Democrats fled the state of Texas for the swamp, their liberal leftist mecca, for Washington, D.C., in order to halt a special session of the Texas legislature? So these Democrat legislators, it was the exact same thing. They fled Texas after their special session started to vote on a host of Republican-backed bills, one of which involved implementing strict voter integrity guidelines throughout the state. So that, of course, according to the twisted logic of Democrats, that would be an existential threat to our democracy. You know, things like voter ID and address verification and bans on ballot harvesting, which not only ended up getting passed overwhelmingly, but it helped purge over a million ineligible voters from Texas voter rolls before the 2024 election. But in an effort to stop that bill from passing, because how can you have election integrity, these Democrats all boarded a private jet.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
And they took a picture of themselves on a freaking private jet. And note, this was at the very same time when the mask mandate was still in force for all commercial airline travel. And do you notice not a single Democrat there is wearing a mask? They were absolutely skewered on social media for that. Not only did they board a private jet, but they ignored the very mask mandate they told all of us that we had no choice in complying with. Well, do you remember how that ended? Exactly how it looks like this latest round's about to end. It ended with all of them getting arrested. Each one of them was arrested. Governor Abbott kept them all under house arrest. He was actually even on the verge of freezing their bank accounts in order to get them back from D.C. back into Texas. And he's more than happy to do that again with these 51 Democrats in Illinois. Now, big picture, this Texas drama represents something much larger than redistricting. It really is a symptom of the Democrat Party's complete institutional collapse. According to a new AP poll, more than one-third of Democrats now describe their party as weak and ineffective against Trump and the Republicans. Only 23% of Democrats, okay, 2 in 10, could come up with a single positive attribute when asked about their party, as compared to 41% of Republicans who had some pretty good things to say about their party. I mean, seriously, think about it. Think about it. I mean, just think about the absolute incoherence of what we've been seeing from these Democrats. The very party that claims to be fighting for democracy are literally abandoning the democratic process by refusing to vote. Politicians who scream about gerrymandering flee to the most gerrymandered state in the nation. Leaders who call Republicans cowards run away when faced with a vote that they're going to lose. I mean, this is a party that is in complete and total chaos in a literal clownish sense, and for good reason. The five seats at stake in Texas, the five new additional GOP seats, they could literally determine control of the House, not just in 2026, but for generations. Republicans currently hold a 219 to 212 majority. Once Texas gets redistricted, the Cook Political Report sees these five new seats in Texas giving the GOP a nearly guaranteed baseline of 217 seats. In other words, they would only need to win one contested seat to maintain control of the House for the foreseeable future. So obviously the Democrats are absolutely flipping out over this. This redrawn map alone from Texas may indeed lock them out of congressional power for generations. By the way, we're not even counting the redrawn Ohio map that's giving us possibly three more seats. The redrawn Florida map that's giving us four more seats. There's a few more red states that look like they're going to redraw before 2026. So this just, you know, winning the majority again, retaining the majority may just be a numbers game at this point. But perhaps the most important aspect of this entire saga, I would argue, is that it represents the return of accountability in American politics. I mean, for too long, Democrats have faced no consequences for their increasingly radical, nutty behavior. They've broken norms, they've abandoned precedents, they've weaponized institutions with total and complete impunity. But Texas is showing that the era of consequence-free politics is over. When you abandon your post, you lose your job. When you break the law, you get arrested. When you fail your constituents, you get voted out with a fairer, more representational map. Governor Abbott and Attorney General Paxton are writing the playbook that other Republican leaders need to follow. No more playing nice with people who fundamentally reject the rules of Democratic governance. The panic in Democratic voices isn't about their concerns over democracy. It's about the permanent end to their power. Texas Democrats thought they can run and hide, but they're about to learn that in the new political reality, there's nowhere left to run. The reckoning that they've been avoiding for years has finally arrived. And it's more devastating than they ever imagined.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.